I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. And my guest, reading from Mike Zwerin's La Tristesse de Saint Louis, you're hearing Peter Coyote, actor, writer, and a guitarist himself. Django was born and raised in a gypsy caravan. Like most gypsies, he married young, in his mid-teens, fathering his first child at about 17 or 18. But soon, a tragedy struck that changed the course of Django's life and the future of jazz.
For a while after the baby was born, Django came home after work like a family man. He was to have a succession of wives to whom he was not officially married and to whom his unfaithfulness did not basically take the form of other women, although he had them too. He was just out all the time. Like his mother, the wives sold lace and artificial flowers door to door and in the markets around the gates of Paris. Otherwise, they stayed home and waited for Django. Entering the caravan one night, Django stumbled over a bouquet of artificial flowers. The caravan was filled with artificial flowers his wife and friends had made for a funeral. His wife lit a candle for him. During the night, the candle set fire to the flowers and the caravan burned. He was taken to a hospital where doctors wanted to amputate his badly scorched left leg. He refused. Django did not trust doctors. He could no longer play the guitar because his left fretboard hand looked as though it had been squeezed in a vise and stepped on. But after a year starving, 19-year-old Django Reinhardt was learning how to play the guitar using the paralyzed ring and little fingers of his fretboard hand. He learned to drag the crippled fingers along the strings. All he did was practice, eat, and sleep. Mostly practice.